Welcome to another Airstream Chronicles Continued Podcast. You're here with Rich, and this is another podcast from the road. Having a good drive today, enjoying the scenery, passing grain silo after grain silo. It's pretty darn interesting. Definitely a change from the Arizona landscape and from the landscape of the Southwest. So definitely making my way eastward. So I was thinking as I was driving along about other topics, and I've got a great one for you. TV. TV when you're on the road. Personally, I haven't watched much real commercial television since 2005. After hitting the road, I didn't have a TV with me. I could hook my laptop up to the Elgato iTV and watch television, but there wasn't much of interest on. Since initially hitting the road in 06, I've gotten Netflix and Hulu, and I've got a high-speed 4G LTE connection, so I can stream video wherever I want to, provided that I'm on network. So mostly what I've seen lately has been off of Netflix, commercial-free, and the whole nine yards. Recently, I got through the Breaking Bad series. And for those friends out there who have speculated on Facebook, I am not Heisenberg. Yes, I do like camping and boondocking in the middle of nowhere in the desert, but no, I'm not cooking blue meth. So there you go. That big question is now solved for you. But one of the things I was thinking about here, in 2013, I did spend time contracting in West Virginia. And I was still only using Netflix, but occasionally I had to go over to the corporate office. When I did that, I'd usually stay at a Microtel or a Holiday Inn Express, and I'd pop the television on, and I'd immediately flip over to Discovery Channel or the Learning Channel, because those were some of my favorite channels back in the day. Sci-Fi, Discovery, TLC, all great channels. Well, they were great channels. They're not anymore. Folks, I enjoyed the TV show Survivor. Really got a kick out of it. It came on right before I hiked the Appalachian Trail. So, people out in the wilderness doing things, that worked for me. And that was the beginning of reality TV. But let me say this. Enough with reality TV. I have seen Honey Boo Boo. And I am not happy. I have seen the Amish Mafia. Hello, Discovery Channel. Let's see, what else? Illegal Drag Racers. Moonshiners, there's another one. So all these shows on what were great channels, Discovery and Learning Channel, they've got trash on now. What happened? I understand reality TV is cheaper to produce. I get it. You want to do a reality TV series? How about Airstreamers? There you go. That would be an interesting one. But seriously, how about Airstream Drag Racers? Watching Discovery the few times that I stayed in hotels, I kept it on because I was, it was like watching a car wreck. But all these reality shows seem to be people being bad and doing wrong things. I mean, Amish Mafia, they're in breaking up people's milk bottles. Great. The Moonshiners, hello, you're doing an illegal activity, and they even have the sheriffs on the show. And, hey, sheriffs, watch the show. Arrest the guys. There you go. Simple. Show's over. And then you got the drag racers, like in Oklahoma, doing illegal nighttime drag racing. It's just beyond comprehension. I mean, back in the day, I'd flick on Discovery Channel and I'd see some sharks or some killer whales or some happy little seals or cool desert locations. Absolutely beautiful cinematic stuff. Really enjoyed it. Learning Channel had all these how-to type shows, and now I look at these shows and I'm like, well, it's how to be an idiot. So am I alone in this? Or are more and more people feeling the same way? And then all this branding and marketing, you can't You know, Walmarts are RVers' friends, and I know everybody hates Walmart. But in the end, you know, all of us pull into a Walmart parking lot, so I guess we need to get over it, shut up, and, you know, accept the fact that, you know, we do go to Walmart. But, you know, when you walk into Walmart, you've got, well, up until recently, so I guess something's happened, but Duck Dynasty everywhere. Good Lord, Duck Dynasty blankets, Duck Dynasty cups, Duck Dynasty this. I have never actually watched that show. That is one of the, quote, reality shows that I've missed out on. One of the last shows that I saw was people competitively bidding on transporting things cross-country with trucks and tractor-trailers and whatever. And these, it was like ubid.com, which I used a couple years ago to get my kayak shipped out to me from New England to Prescott, Arizona. So, you know, that website really works, but that show that I watched really didn't quite work for me. People underbidding each other to transport precious materials cross-country and damaging it in the process. Yay, that's a really cool show. And seriously, you want a reality show, you know, how about hitting the road with some RVers, meeting nice people, visiting with enjoyable people. That's one of the things that I really love about the travel. Another thing I love about the travel is by the time I'm done at the end of the day, whether it be me on the road or me visiting a place, I'm usually too tired at the end of the day to sit around and watch TV into the middle of the night because I've spent my day doing something active. And when I do want to watch a TV series, well, I jump over to my Netflix at this point and cuts out the commercials for me. And more than that, I can actually pick what I enjoy. So mostly I watch older shows. Maybe I'm getting set in my ways. I am 42 now, so the gray's starting to come into the beard, so maybe I'm starting to turn into a crotchety old guy. But I just don't see, I don't see the point of these reality shows with people being bad. And I haven't come across any of them when I've stayed in the hotels that are people doing something good. So it's a shame, but yeah, Discovery Channel, please go back to what you were. Or, you know, if you're gonna do reality shows, how about something positive? So, and if you want to follow along with an Airstreamer who's crossing the country and building a business as he's traveling the country, and that sounds like a positive story, you've got my web address and my email, so just go ahead and get in touch. But I'd love to hear from everybody else who's listening along here and following along. You know, I remember when I was a kid, parents would always say, oh, TV is changing. Well, it really is, and there's very little that I like to see on it at this point. So love to hear from everyone else and get your opinions. Is Discovery Channel helping you discover anything at this point, or is it just a channel that should be pulled? Same with TLC. You know, both of them just seem to be trash TV at this point. So you tell me if I'm off base here. All right, so there's my thoughts on commercial TV today, and I am glad to be out traveling the country and not tied to the television set. And if I do need to see something, I'm glad that I've got my own on-demand viewing rather than getting a package of stuff I'm never going to watch. So, all right, folks, drop a note. Leave a comment. I'd love to hear what you think about it. And in the meantime, I'm going to continue on my drive. And this driving day is almost wrapped up. We're making great progress heading east. All right, we'll see you on the next one.